You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
The Ace and TJ studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
This is Ace and Friends.
Fun, funny, and fast. This is Ace and Friends. I am the modern day Mr. Rogers. My name is Ace. My friends Riggins and Teddy Rob are here. You want to know how my mind works? Not in a good way. We work out of an office building. And they're redoing the kitchen. The kitchen is right across the hall from us. So when you come in the door, you can see the kitchen area over there. And I came in the door this morning, and I noticed there was, on the new counter space where they're remodeling the kitchen area, there was just out of the corner of my eye, I saw a white box. Guess what I first thought?
What?
Oh, somebody left Krispy Kreme in there.
Yeah, no.
They did, and that was the box that the new faucet came in.
Yeah.
No by the snacks. Way, by the way, I also didn't know. Did y'all know nothing's hooked up in there?
No, I haven't gone in there.
I went in there to use. I tried to wash out my coffee cup this morning, and when I touched it, the whole thing fell over. I was like, "Oh, let me just set that back up there."
It's taking so long to finish.
Yeah, I don't know. They were just changing out some cabinetry and everything in there. And the next thing you know, it's taking forever for them to get it all done.
I think the note on the wall there says it'll happen mid-March.
Ooh.
Well, this is the end of April, so maybe they need to reevaluate that. Also, as we get started today, Riggins has already pointed out, noticing a few holes in the schedule.
Well, listen, some behind-the-scenes stuff.
Yeah, what have you got?
Well, I that was surprising. I've never seen this many
holes. Well, our recording schedule is different today. This many holes, there's three. Well, and technically there's four. One of them is something that I said. I've already talked about that. Riggins goes, just tell it again. We got some holes in the schedule. Just tell it again. It's no big deal.
I'll think of more things that make me look stupid like I did earlier on the regular.
Well, I made a couple notes that I had questions. Rob, okay, we can just jump right into that next. How does that sound?
Sounds good.
Rob the White Devil coming up next. There you go.
Ace and Friends.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Ace and TJ studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenics, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic, with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenics. Neogenix.
Ace and Friends.
Yes, Riggins, I will do that right now. At Ace Cannon Media. That's, if you want to go check it out. I did kind of think the thing I posted last night was pretty cute.
It's cute.
I was, my wife and I and my son Cade and my son Dax, we had all gone for a walk yesterday in the evening, and we'd stopped at this little place.
That's right by our house. And I had Dak sitting on my lap. And Amanda made the point. She goes, Cade, you should go sit over there on your dad's lap, too. No, and I was kissing Dax on the head. And I said, Cade, come here. I'll kiss you on the head like I used to, too. He's 21 years old. So we took a picture with Cade's on one knee and Dax is on the other. And they're all crying. I was like, it's my babies.
Oh, my kids.
One's 21. One's 9 months. So, yeah, if you want to follow along at Ace Cannon Media. So with the OJ death the other day, is that... That doesn't. How does it resonate for you, Riggins, and for you, Rob? Because y'all were so young when all that happened.
Yeah,
you were little.
It doesn't resonate with me a lot. However, I did watch the show, the scripted show that they did a few years ago.
Yeah,
on FX or whatever it was,
which was brilliant. I thought it was fantastic.
I thought it was really good, but I don't remember any of it.
Yeah, for you, Rob, anything?
No, not really. Yeah. All I think about is. He's just a liar. I've only seen things about him lying.
You just can't, and I guess it's really impossible without living through it. It's like somebody trying to explain to me Beatlemania. Like, I get it. It was a big deal. I understand they changed the world. But unless you live through it, you can't fully understand. Because that was right at the beginning of our careers as a morning show for me and TJ. So it was like, you know, 6 months in. As the morning shows, 6-7 months in, when all this stuff started happening, and it was everything, and it was everywhere, and for what, a year and a half, every day on the news. And I remember when my first marriage, we got married on a Saturday, and we didn't have time for a honeymoon or anything because we were, and I just only had a couple days off from work. And we were supposed to go back on, I had to go back to work on Thursday. We were supposed to drive back to Huntsville from Louisiana on Tuesday so that we had Wednesday to get everything ready. And then I went back to work on Thursday. But they announced on Monday, tomorrow at 10 or whatever, the OJ verdict. So we decided, no, we're not going anywhere. We spent an extra day in Louisiana specifically to watch the OJ verdict, or else we would have had to listen to it on the radio. Yeah. We don't want to take a chance of like being out of range of a radio station or something like that.
Yeah.
That's how big it was, that big a deal.
It was wall-to-wall coverage yesterday on the news.
Everywhere.
It's
because he didn't admit it. Amanda, my wife, very upset. She goes, how can he not admit it?
Yeah.
He would never admit it.
Yeah, he said he was going to try to find the real killer.
That's his personality. He would never admit it. But that's what's disappointing a lot of people, that they were praying that he would, surely he would admit it.
Mm-hmm.
They thought he would just admit it on his deathbed.
On his deathbed, that he would say, look, I did it, guys.
I did it.
More Ace and Friends coming up.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenics, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic, with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenics, NEOGENIX.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
This is Ace and Friends.
So, I have to go to a wedding tomorrow. My friend's daughter is getting married. My friend Shane, the drummer in Charity Case.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one of those, I've known this girl her entire life kind of thing. You know, and so she's getting married tomorrow afternoon, so I'm going to a wedding. Do you have big plans for the weekend, Riggins?
I don't. Well, there's a new show out that I've heard really good reviews about, and it's based on a video game, but I might try to get into that.
Yeah.
I hate saying these kind of things because TJ's driving to Indiana, and he's like, I'm going to a wedding tomorrow. I'm like, well, I got all day and nothing but time.
How sweet is that?
I know, but It's not sweet. No, that's
not pretty awesome. Rob, yeah. Will this be the first time you have returned to the city where you were labeled the White Devil?
That is correct.
So
he's called a White Devil.
Yeah, a few years ago, the last time Rob was in Atlanta, the guy yelled at you from across the street.
Well, we were walking to dinner up the street, and he was on a street corner. I didn't know what he was saying at first, but then I walked up, and he made eye contact with me, and he said was White Devil.
As he walked by you?
We walked by him. He was chilling.
Yeah.
I kind of gave him a wide berth on the way by, but.
A wide berth?
Like, I didn't get close to him. I didn't know what he was going to do.
I know. I get that. But it's berth, the word right there. That's the point of it. Do you give him a wide, berth?
I think that's what it means.
Or like to a wide girth? I'll give him a wide girth.
I'll give you a wide girth. You should have given him a wide girth. Right in his damn mouth.
Yeah, now that I think about it, you're right. I think maybe birth is the proper term. I don't know.
In that guy's defense, you are a White Devil.
That's fair. Yeah. This time, one of the friends I'm going with is a half African American person. So hopefully, he'll see me and I'll be cool with him.
He'll spare you
because you have a black friend.
Yeah, I'm hoping. At least. I just don't want to be called White Devil again. It's demoralizing.
Is it though? I mean, what did it affect? It didn't really affect you though, right?
I'm still talking about it 2 years later.
Well, that is true.
I think about it every time I think of
People
Atlanta.
People are crazy, man.
Wait, every time you think of Atlanta, you think of the fact that this guy called you the White Devil?
Yeah, not that I went to a concert of Luke Combs and Eric Church on the same night. You know, with the part that should be the best memory for me, the worst memory keeps popping up. Luke. I don't know. It didn't feel good to be called a White Devil.
Well, it never would, but it's not true. You're not, you're not a White Devil.
But what if he knows more about me and myself than I do?
Yeah. He's at least white.
He's a prophesier.
Well, again, you are white. But you're the least devilish person that I would know, Rob. Like, the worst thing you do is just not speak to people in public.
What's White Devil?
As far as we know, what if Rob had a whole subversive life somewhere that was just
devilish?
Foul and devilish. Like, he was dealing meth or something out of his house.
Mm-hmm. Committing unspeakable acts.
Okay.
I doubt it, but it's possible.
Yeah. I'm glad you doubt it.
I just can't help but have the visual of Rob doing something unspeakable. That's not good.
Jesse, we got a cook.
Yeah. It wasn't what I had in mind, Rob.
Oh, okay.
Rob doing anything sexual or unspeakable is odd to me.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
It just doesn't seem to be him.
That would be so amazing, though, if we did find out something like that.
Rob was a freak.
Rob,
Rob's a freak, man.
Yeah.
More Ace and Friends coming up.
Coming up.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenics, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic, with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenics, Neogenix.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
There's a lot of news out there, but Ace and Friends just want to give you the good news.
The thing I love about today's good news is there's a story I'm going to tell you about in a second that is something you've seen in movies and on TV as long as you've lived, and you think, well, that never works, but it does. We'll get to that in a minute. But first, this guy's got a pretty cool thing going in Philadelphia. For Autism Acceptance Month, there's a dad who's installing special street signs across the city. They say Autistic Person Area, and anyone can request one online. He says he's installed around 80 of them in 2 months. He's got over 300 requests that he's working on now. and it helps drivers and all and you know, people passing through be aware, maybe be a little more aware that someone who's autistic is in the area. My understanding is because they may not sense danger, they may not react to things, you know, the way someone without autism would. So you have to be a little more cautious when you're driving through that kind of thing.
Yeah.
All right. And then this is a pretty cool story. Three fishermen in Micronesia.
I saw this.
Yeah. They were stranded on a tiny deserted island for over a week. But they were rescued after spelling out the word help in the sand, just like every... What's the Tom Hanks movie?
Castaway. Yep.
Just like every movie you've ever seen, every TV show you've ever seen, you go down to the beach and they write out, you know, help with in bamboo or in leaves or just in the sand, whatever. It worked because a U.S. Coast Guard plane spotted that Monday. The plane was out of Hawaii, was flying over that Monday, spotted it, radioed back for help, and they rescued them.
Yeah, they sent them down radios and they're like, are you okay? They said, we're just thirsty. They had been out there for like a week.
Yeah, a week.
They were surviving on coconuts and little water, and they were like, just water. So they gave them water and then rescued them. And it turns out one of the rescuers is one of the guys that were on the guys that was on the island. It's like his cousin.
No way.
It's
I
like
didn't
a
know that.
Super small world, like the guy rescuing his cousin. It's crazy.
It's hard to believe that that actually works.
Yeah.
There's something that someone has posted on TikTok, and it may be something we all believe to be true. Now, we would never say it out loud because you sound like a bad person. But that doesn't mean you don't think it. Next.
More Ace and Friends coming up.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic, with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenyx, Neogenix.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
This is Ace and Friends.
We are supposed to be kind and friendly and offer assistance to others when given the opportunity. Keyword there is supposed to be. Because there is a woman who's gone viral for TikTok because she says what everybody's thinking out loud in her TikTok.
God, I love closing the door on people in the elevator. Oh, nope, sorry. No, I don't do a shared elevator. What is that? I don't know you. Sorry. Hold the door. No, sorry. I can't hear you. I'm deaf. No habla inglés.
The difference is she said, I love doing it.
Saying, that's not the right thing. She says in the beginning, I love closing the door on people in the elevator.
Yeah, and even if you do, what you don't do is record yourself saying it and then post it on the internet.
Yeah, I don't love closing the door on people. I do love if they don't make it and I end up in an elevator by myself.
Yes. If it happens that you're in an elevator, it's great. But you don't go on the internet and go, I love shutting that door on people.
And I will admit to sitting there thinking, close, 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 close,
please.
Close, close, close.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I won't say it out loud, but I do want it to close.
Yeah.
Yet, if I have to get somewhere, it's such a relief when you see somebody reach to hold the door for you. Like, oh, thank you for doing that.
Yeah, that's such a nice gesture.
It is a wonderful gesture.
But yeah, it sucks riding up with a bunch of people. Sometimes I remember living in a building with an elevator, and I could judge based on the voices. Like if I heard a couple of girls coming down the hallway, I'm holding that door. But if it's a couple bros and they're like loud and boisterous, yeah. I'm like, I'll just let that door close.
Let that door close. 100% I've done that too. Yeah. Because ours, when I lived uptown in the high rise, the elevators were kind of around the side. So you had to, you know, step into that little area and you could hear them coming because everything echoed down the hallway. And I've done that before. You're like, oh, I'll hold that. I think I know who that is.
Girls and they're clanking wine glasses. Like, all right, come on in, girls.
Yeah, but a couple of bros, you could hear they're opening up a 12-pack.
Oh, my God. And you're like, close.
Please close.
Have you ever hidden in the elevator, like in a corner, just so they don't see that you're there?
You mean to get out of eyesight just before the...
The way they're like, oh, I don't know why it's closing.
Oh, so they don't see you as the door closes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
You maybe shift position so you don't have to look them in the eye as the doors close. I kind of get that.
So you do, Rob, you step like to the side or to the corner so they can't see you?
Maybe.
That does suck when you're making eye contact as the door's closing. They're like, you had the opportunity to hold that door.
Yeah, you could have helped.
You're looking me right in the eye.
I love that. Rob just steps to the side. I just pretend like it's not here.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah.
Coming up on Ace and Friends.
Ace and Friends.
I had a friend of mine, lifelong friend, call me last night to tell me about his lunch date yesterday. And specifically to say, should I have told her she was doing it wrong? Coming up next.
More Ace and Friends coming up.
Coming up.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic, with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/neogenyx, NEOGENIX.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
Ace and Friends.
I'm not going to tell you this guy's name, but I've known him my whole life. He's one of my group of guys that gets together every summer in July. He's very successful, very intelligent. Went through a divorce years ago, and he called me yesterday to tell me about his lunch date, which really he stressed wasn't a date so much as just kind of a friendly lunch with somebody that he knew. I think it was just with the girl that cuts his hair. And they ended up going to like a steakhouse or something like that, like a Texas Roadhouse kind of thing, that kind of deal. He lives in Atlanta. And she ordered the little shrimp skewers. And the skewers came out, and he said, I didn't know what to do because she picked up the skewers as if it were corn on the cob. And she began eating the shrimp bite by tiny bite off the skewer.
Spinning them around.
By turning it around in her hand. He said, and more importantly, she ate tails and all.
I know some people that do that.
And I said, well, that kind of said the same thing. Like people just said, I've done it sometimes. Yeah. He said, didn't feel like messing with it. Just throw a tail in my mouth. He goes, yeah, okay, maybe one. He goes, there were like six per skewer. Three skewers or two skewers, whatever, six shrimp per.
Ate all the tails.
All the tails.
I hate that.
He said, and I wanted to lean over and tell him, hey, let me show you an easier, what better way to do that.
Just take them off the stick.
Here's how you're supposed to do it. Take your fork, just glide those off the stick. Yeah. He said, but he thought at first it was a joke. And then she kept eating and kept eating. He's like, oh my God, she's going to eat every one of these shrimp like corn on the cob off this skewer.
That is weird. You might cut her some slack because we don't eat a lot of things on skewers in America. You know, that's just not our kebabs and things like that. So I'd cut her a little bit of slack, but I would have said something. I'm like, oh, is that how you always eat? skewers?
That was my question. Because
I would say something.
You would say something to help her out. Hey, can we offer you? Can I offer you some assistance here?
I don't know that I would do it like that, but oh, that's in it. I've never seen. Do you always do it like that? I'd kind of ask about it, but not in a let me. You're doing it wrong kind of way.
Would you be offended? What don't you? Do you worry about running the risk of embarrassing her? Then
a little bit.
Yeah. You don't be embarrassed. I just want to show you something real quick. Do it this way. Or not? That wouldn't say that. That wouldn't be the right way to say. It. I don't know how to. I don't know a way to say it that wouldn't be embarrassing for her.
But oh, I've never seen. Oh, I like how you do that. You
know, kind of. I was thinking maybe even. Can I try one of those shrimp? Those look delicious. You know, and then you slide it off the end, and then she just sees you do it. Then you see what happens. Then if she doesn't fix it, you're like, she's dumb.
Yeah, right.
Absolutely.
Coming up on Ace and Friend.
Ace and Friend.
The story you'll be talking about the rest of the day, only because the sheer numbers are pretty astonishing. That is next.
Ace and Friends.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic, with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenyx, N-E-O-G-E-N-I-X.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin.
Ace and Friends.
Sometimes it is newsworthy. Sometimes it is just fun. Today it's just something rather impactful in your life. The story you'll be talking about the rest of the day. Taxes are due Monday, unless you're filing an extension like I am. Like I always do. I quite honestly, because taxes give me, I have tremendous anxiety when it comes to taxes, especially this year. I'm a little overwhelmed by life, and I haven't gotten around to getting it all done. So, are you good, Rob? You done all yours?
Yep, done.
You, Riggins?
Yeah.
But a study just found the average American will pay right at $525,000 in taxes in your lifetime. Now, that's not just income. That includes things like sales tax and property taxes. Although it amounts to 35% of all the money you earn. 35% of all the money you earn in your lifetime will go to taxes. Now, it varies state to state. So that's kind of an average. In New Jersey, 54% of your money gets taxed away. In Louisiana, it's 27%. You know, that's the way the taxes all break out. So that you're, that's counting Fed and state altogether.
Man, you hire somebody to do it. You don't try to do that yourself, do you?
Yeah, well, we do it all through the company. So we have the same people do the company's taxes. I think they do TJ and Jody's, and they do mine and Amanda's as well. Yeah, because it's very it's way too much for me to do my own taxes now.
Yeah. My dad tried to teach me how to do taxes when I was young. Pulled out the pencil and paper, and he's got the calculator. And this was like after TurboTax became a thing, and you know, I didn't have a really complicated tax situation at 15 years old.
Yeah, it's, but it's like, not that hard to do now. I was teaching Kay, we're doing Cades today, but I was saying, you're going to learn how to do this. It's plug and play. If you just have a W-2 form, like in Cades' case, and but it's like, it's just punch the numbers in. It tells you, punch in the number on line 10.
Yeah.
You look and punch that in.
If you get TurboTax now on your phone, you can do it all on your phone, and you just take a picture of your form, and it does everything else for you.
Really? I didn't know that, because I've never dealt with TurboTax or anything.
Literally, like, just take a picture of your form and it plug, you know.
So if you just have the W, you just take a picture of your W-2 and it does the whole thing?
Everything. It's incredible.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah. But most people, you know, a lot of people have different forms and stuff they got.
Yeah, we have different forms and different stuff and different income streams, none of which are decent anymore. So it's not nearly as fun as it used to be to do to do taxes. Yeah. 35%.
Yeah. Well, you get the child credit now, right?
You get that? That's a big one this year.
It's a lot of money.
Yeah, and that's going to be helpful. And then I have, you know, I pay alimony. That's helpful.
Yeah.
It's hurtful every month.
Yeah, I mean, it's not.
But it's helpful in the long run, I guess, because of your taxes.
More Ace and Friends coming up.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenics, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenics, NEOGENIX.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
Ace and Friends.
One of the big things happening in my house right now is preparation for my son's first birthday party.
Yeah, I was curious about that.
I never put a lot of thought into these things like, oh, we got to start planning in April for a birthday party in June. But I guess she's right. She's already got the invitations and so the ones that she, I'm sorry. We just got a few actual invitations. The rest are being like emailed out and stuff. So don't worry, Riggins. Not even going to bother. And
you better.
I didn't think you would want to go.
Maybe I don't, but it's nice to be invited.
I just assumed you'd rather not be bothered with it.
It's rude.
Well, I assumed you wouldn't. You don't like to go to things.
I mean, I'm not saying I do want to go, but it's you invite people.
Oh, thought that counts.
Okay, sounds good.
Unless it's going to cost you extra money, then don't.
It's not going to cost me any money. It's an email. But this lady is prepping for her baby's birthday. Her TikTok has gone viral, and I laughed at this because anyone could have made her mistake.
I just made an Evite for my daughter's first birthday party. And on Evite, it says import contacts. And I thought it meant import to select through. No, it imported all 487 of my contacts and invited them to this birthday party. Not only did it invite my boss, all of my coworkers, all of the people that have ever been stored in my phone, but it sent an invitation based off of how they're stored in my phone. And I want you to just take a second and think about everyone stored in your phone and how they're stored in your phone. And then imagine them receiving an invitation. Derek Irol, he received an invitation. Jess hit her car in parking lot. Anyways, I have to quit or get a new identity.
That's so bad.
That's bad.
Yeah.
And I don't know how you correct that.
Don't think you do.
You move. You're done.
You have to send out another thing that says, hey, please, everyone, disregard that invitation.
And also sorry for like the weird name that you got, your invitation.
But that's why I don't have anybody with weird names in my phone.
I was about to ask if anybody does, because I don't either.
I don't.
I always have their first and last name in my
phone. I've got a ton of them.
Do you?
Oh, God, yeah.
Such as?
From college. Oh, I don't know. I'd have to start scrolling through. But there's plenty of like Big Boob, not Big Boob, but crass ways of describing people.
Yeah, I don't have any like that in my phone for that specific reason.
Yeah.
But yeah, so she's invited 487 people to a kid's birthday party.
Yeah, under insulting names.
Yeah.
Josh Irol. It happens, though. Yeah, so are you going to send out invitations? You said paper invitations and emails?
No, we just got Amanda wanted to have a couple of like five, I think she ordered five or six little keepsakes. like we'll have one, the family gets one, that kind of thing. Are just you, to have one to save from his first birthday party.
Are you going to have a venue for this place, or are you just going to go to the backyard of somebody's house?
No, it's a, we had a venue. We were going to go to...
What?
We go ahead. I'll give you the details.
Okay. Now. We'll get into that. Please.
Ace and Friends.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenics, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenics, Neogenix.
This is Ace and Friends.
So my son, my 9-month-old son, is turning one in June, on June 23rd. And yes, Riggins, we have a venue because we live in a townhouse. So there's really no place to do it at our townhouse.
How many guests are you expecting?
I don't know the answer.
The townhouse is not big enough to house all these guests.
I don't know the answer, but if it's just because Amanda's been handling it all. But if, you know, if like her parents come and her brother and his girlfriend and her grandmother and Cade, and, you know, if people from the show come, and then a couple of the neighbors come, and then I know there are a couple of her friends that have kids come, like
50 people.
I don't know. Let's say it's 40. There's not room for 40 people in my townhouse. It won't work. So we were going to do it at her parents' house,
right?
Which is a great place to do it.
Great idea.
Big backyard. It's got a pool, everything. Everybody could be invited. I know her parents are going to want some of their friends to come over for it, that kind of thing, except for the fact that everybody would have to go an hour or 45 minutes away.
Right. Kind of annoying.
A little annoying. It's a lot to ask people for a one-year-old's birthday party. Hey, we would like for you to come. Would you drive 45 minutes for a one-year-old birthday party in the middle of a Saturday afternoon? Yeah. So we're having it and there's a neighborhood that has a, what do you call it? Like a
community space.
Yeah. Yes. And it costs like $75.
Oh, okay.
So it wasn't like it's not a big expensive thing.
Yeah. Okay.
And then, so it's like, so the only added expense is the $75 for this. And then that's it. And then everything else, you just have to clean up when you leave, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Is there going to be food, appetizers?
Yeah. There's going to be some food.
What's on the menu?
I don't know. I don't know anything about it. I've not been involved in it at all. Just I was asked which of the invitations I liked. I said A, which means we went with B.
Yeah, of course.
Did not like the one I liked.
What's the theme of the party? Do you know?
One love.
One love.
Yeah, because
like the Beatles.
No, like Bob Marley.
Oh, like
because Bob Marley. Dax's favorite song, for whatever reason, the song that resonated that gets him calmed down when he knows it's
Bob
time
Marley?
To go. Bob Marley. Three little birds on my doorstep.
Party favors, just big fat blunts of a little bit of jazz cabbage. A little bit of that giggle bush to take home.
Jazz cabbage before.
Jazz I like cabbage.
That. Okay.
Come on, man.
Yes, that'll be your parting gift if you come. On your way out the door, you get a little jazz cabbage. A
little dime bag. some of that giggle bush. No. Love it.
Yeah, it could be like that.
I might come to this party now.
Coming up on Ace and Friends.
Ace and Friends.
Proof that grandmothers are the absolute best. Always next.
More Ace and Friends coming up.
Coming up.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic, with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenyx. NEOGENIX.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
This is Ace and Friends.
Everybody loves a grandmother. Grandmothers are kind, they're sweet, at least they're supposed to be. Both my grandmothers were fantastic. One of them died when I was in the 6th grade, and the other, you know, I was in my 30s before... Well, in my 20s, late 20s, before she passed away. But they were awesome. I know, Riggins, your grandmother has been sick now for like 15 years.
Oh, maybe 30. Ever since I've been born.
Is she always dying? She's
very sick.
And she never eats?
She doesn't eat. She's not feeling well. She's very tired. It's like, well, you're 90 years old.
There was a time, something like 5 or 6 years ago, that you went to Florida with your parents because it was like, this is it. This is the last visit with her.
Yeah, it was I think it was for her 85th birthday or 80th birthday. And I'm like, this might be the last.
This will be her last birthday.
Are you guys high? There's no way. She's fine. She's fine.
But this guy's gone viral. It's a pretty fun TikTok involving his grandmother and her preparation.
So my angel of a grandmother gave me the same baby monitor she used with me for my son, who's asleep right here. And she also gave me what she thought went with it, which is 150 feet of Cat 5 Ethernet cable and a router.
She thought it went with that. And the baby monitor, you should see it. I mean, it's from the 70s. I mean, it's plastic. It's all yellow. Yeah. But it's wrapped like a grandma would. The cord is wrapped around it, stuffed in a Ziploc bag, and then gives him 100 feet of Ethernet cable and a router.
I was looking at that going, what is going on? I don't think that's going to work.
Yeah. It's so funny.
Yeah, those baby monitors are wild because we have one. There's a little strip that Dax wears at night, and it monitors his breathing, and I can watch it on. It's got a phone app that goes with it, and I turn it up so you can hear it, and that way if he makes noise, it makes noise on my phone, but it tells me how many breaths he's taking a minute. Now, if he stops breathing, an alarm goes off. An alarm goes off in the room, and an alarm goes off on my phone. Well, the other night at 12:20, and I jolted out of bed. Amanda jolted out of bed. It's going off on both of our phones. I look at the screen. The screen is red, and it says he's not breathing. And I look up, and I'm like, well, his head is up in the air. He's looking around like he's
probably terrified.
It's something. He was. Something. I don't know what happened. Somehow his body got turned away from the monitor or something for too long. And it couldn't pick it up, and it went off that said he had stopped breathing. And I run in the room, and he's crying. He's like, and he's breathing pretty good. Yeah. He was scared to death.
He's breathing now.
Yeah, and the downside is he was then waking up like every hour after that because he never got back to sleep for the rest of the night after that.
Good morning.
Yeah, it's shocking how loud that thing is. Goodness
gracious.
Just something to look forward to.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
More Ace and Friends coming up.
Coming up.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenyx, Neogenyx.
Ace and Friends.
Rob, I saw that there is a new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie coming out.
Yep.
But it's rated R.
Yeah.
What? It's called The Last Ronin. The story behind it is all but one of the Ninja Turtles is killed, so that Ninja Turtle is going to get revenge.
Oh, God. Is this canon?
Yeah, they've made some comics about it. I've read a couple of them.
Are you excited about this?
Yeah, it's a really good story. I'm really excited about it.
Is it not wrong that after all these years of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles being wholesome and, you know, fun.
Cowabunga, dude, pizza.
They're not always fun. There's been a lot of times when it gets serious in the Turtles adaptations.
I didn't know that. I thought the Ninja Turtles were always kind of fun and upbeat and positive and not scary or weird or dirty or vile or filthy at all.
Well, the past dirty, vile, filthy, probably not, but there has been a lot of serious topics tackled.
It's like you.
What about like me?
Mostly wholesome all the time, like sweet and fun, and but then there's that one sometimes that it's just real dark. And
thank you, Riggins. Although completely accurate.
Yeah,
completely accurate.
Most of the time, very sweet and, you know, all those fun things.
Yeah, I try to be nice and respectful for people and all that kind of stuff, but sometimes.
Every once in a while.
Things get a little haywire.
Sometimes the stapler don't work. You never know. You don't know what you got to do.
Sometimes you just take some frustration to one place and put them somewhere else.
Yeah.
And you can't go back to that store.
Sometimes that iPhone is giving you a dirty look and you got to teach it a lesson.
And get a watch at the same time next to when you go to get a new one.
Yeah.
Sometimes that phone will look at you cross-eyed and show it who's boss.
Because that lady on the other end of the phone doesn't understand. Ma'am, I'm just trying to pay the bill.
Right.
I don't know the account number. I'm not at home. I'm just trying to pay the bill. Why do you need it? Why do you need to know who I am? Just take the money.
Yeah, I'm trying to pay you here.
Yeah. That was the worst ever when I broke my phone, threw it against the wall in the hotel room while Cade and I were starting our baseball trip, that we had to spend 2 hours finding a Verizon store and go buy a new phone. Yeah.
You always know something bad happened to Ace over the weekend when he comes in and he goes, I got a new iPad. I'm like, an iPad? How the hell did that happen?
Sir, like, we can't replace this again.
Yeah. Well, you get the free iPad when you get a new phone. Okay, why did you get the new phone?
Yeah.
Because it made me mad.
Ace and Friends.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenyx, Neogenyx.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
Ace and Friends.
Did y'all have a family secret?
No.
We didn't. Well, I guess there was kind of one on my dad's side of the family that I didn't even know about until I was much older. So it wasn't like it was even a family secret. The people that were involved were all dead before I found it, and had been dead before I found out about it. Mm-hmm. But we have a friend, a radio friend of ours, who found out that he was told recently. Now, he's got to be in his late 50s, early 60s. We've known him for years. He was told recently that his dad had another son before he married his mom. He said he was never told.
Wow.
But then he referenced that there was one that was a family secret for a long time. Then he found out the truth. When he was a kid, he used to write letters to his cousin Woody at Vacaville State College. He said then he learned when he got older. Nobody told him. He figured it out. Oh, that should have been Vacaville State Penitentiary. They had him write letters to his cousin, but his cousin was in prison.
Whoa.
And he would write him letters, but they didn't want him to know as a kid that he was in prison, so they put State College. It would still get to him.
That's crazy.
But there's a link to a Reddit thread. Now, again, you don't know if all these things are true or not, but people sharing their family secrets. I don't know if this will make you feel better or worse about yours, but like one lady said, my aunt didn't lose her teaching job due to budget cuts, like she'd always claimed. Turns out she had never had a valid teaching license to begin with. Regularly had affairs with dads, and they caught her embezzling some PTA money, and that's why she was no longer there.
Three for three.
Yeah.
Three strikes, you're out.
My great aunt was a nurse supervisor at a mental hospital in the 1920s. She fell in love with the guy who was being evaluated for a murder trial. She helped him escape, and they went to Florida, but the police caught up with him. My aunt got off easy, but he got the electric chair.
What?
She said, I just stumbled upon this information through newspaper archives while working on a family history. I showed it to my mom, and my mom admitted, yep, that's all true.
Wow. The electric chair. That's shocking to find out.
Yeah, we grew up with one of those guys that we worked with a guy who, growing up, thought that what turned out to be his grandparents were his parents. Mm. And it turns out that what he thought was his sister was his mom.
Yeah.
And that made them his grandparents.
That is crazy. It seems like so much work to keep that kind of stuff hidden, but Maybe it's not. Like, if you're so far removed from it, it's not as hard, but it seems like it's hard.
It seems like it's a lifetime of hard work.
Yeah, of trying to keep them insulated from the truth.
And I'm not good at that stuff.
No, I mean,
eventually I would slip up and say something that wouldn't, you know, anytime I know information like that, I'm going to screw it up. So that's why I tell people, don't tell me stuff. I'm going to bring that up on the radio. Please don't tell me. This is why I know myself well enough to know my weaknesses.
Yeah.
Ace and Friends. Ace and Friends.
KD Rob is going to Atlanta. Atlanta.
Hot Atlanta.
What is Meredith doing this weekend, Rob?
She said she's having a party at the house on Saturday.
No way.
Yep. Rob is gone and she's throwing a party.
No way. Wow. And she's never there. You know, he always says she's never at home. So she's like, the cat's away. The mice
will
play.
Rob, did she know like this? She knew you were going to be gone this weekend. She's like, I'll be home this weekend. I'll have a party this weekend.
Yeah, she just set up the party a couple of days ago.
What kind of party? I mean, how many people?
I don't know the answer to that. I didn't inquire. I said, okay, cool.
Like, other couples, just female friends, what?
I don't know.
Okay.
I really don't know.
I don't I don't pry. I don't try to get information.
I like that. I don't pry. Which means I don't ask just generic questions about life.
It's not prying when there's a party in your house.
But I don't care.
Is it prying to say, oh, how many people you got coming? Is that prying?
They're going to be in my house.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't care.
Okay. So she planned it for this weekend, knowing you were going to be gone.
Well, I mean, it started like she planned it on like Monday.
Still, it was like, what am I doing this weekend? Nothing. Oh, Rob's gone. Hey, everybody, y'all want to come over here? Rob's gone.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, if Rob's not there, sure, let's do it.
Girl, guess what? Rob is leaving. You're kidding.
Yeah.
Let's have a party.
Do you think when they all get together, Rob, they talk about you?
Probably.
Well, they do. Yeah. They talk about all the other men in the relationships as well.
Yeah.
But, you know, women will talk about anything though. Like a lot of times they will share stuff you're like, I cannot believe you told them that.
Yeah,
it's very similar to like I go somewhere and see somebody and I'll come back and she goes, what did you ask them about this? I was like, what do you mean, why would I ask them about this? Why?
Yeah, that's a generic thing I think for between most men and women, that a man, I've seen people and men are like, did you find out about such a thing? No, it really doesn't seem to be any of my business.
No, and you got other things going on in life. It's hard to remember like the line of questioning you wanted asked.
Being in an age gap relationship like I am curious. Like, what are the conversations? Like, what do they ask about me? What does Amanda say about me to their two friends when they talk about things, whatever things they talk about?
The way you're describing this makes me believe that you think it's negative talk about you.
Certainly sounds that way.
I mean, you're scowling right now as you.
I always start with the negative. That way I'm not disappointed if I find out it is negative.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
What if she's like, I mean, he's a great dad and we're like kicking it, killing it. And
yeah.
You're assuming the worst.
I am.
There's no way that's what she's saying.
Yeah, no,
I don't get that.
I'm not saying I think that Amanda says bad things. I wonder what her friends want to know. Like, what are they curious about? Like, what do they think is different in our relationship than in other relationships?
How many vitamins does he take at night?
Exactly, Rob. Exactly.
Ace and Friends.
We just tapped into a little bit of my paranoia in life. I do. I am paranoid because of the age gap situation. That paranoid about what conversations, what Amanda's friends think of me. Like even when we meet younger couples, because let's face it, in every instance, I am old enough. I am their parents' age.
Damn.
Yeah.
Every instance, our friends Laura and Dustin. That used to live. Amanda went to college with him, and it turns out they lived in the living close to us. And the kinder music class that we go to, they're in the same class. That's how we all got into the thing together. They're great. They're really wonderful people. But I know they look. I feel it. They're like, it's weird.
Something's weird.
Like, is there an imbalance? Her friend Noelle and her husband, very nice. He's great. He came and played in our charity golf tournament. He was like, hey, let me know when that thing's happening. I'm going to be there. Okay, great, super. We've been to their house a couple times. I just know it feels. I just know it. Like, I don't know it. I just feel it in my bones.
I think you're thinking about it too much.
I think so as well.
I don't know.
Who cares if they're saying bad stuff to you?
Yeah. We say way worse stuff to your face than anything that they could say behind your back.
Yeah, but I trust y'all. At least I know y'all mean it. And I know you know we'll I know you know the truth.
Yeah.
Which is the bad, they know you know all the bad stuff.
So. Yeah. What could they possibly say? It can't be that bad. But yeah, there's probably a natural curiosity of just like, is anything like super weird? Like, is he, you know?
Is he
what? I don't know. Like, does he have to? Yeah, like Rob said, how many vitamins does he take? Does he have one of those pill organizers on the sink? You know, little things probably.
Well, the pill organizer is just that just makes life easier.
Do you really have one?
I do have one.
I was joking.
I don't take a lot of pills. I take vitamins. That's it.
You have that little plastic thing with the lid, with the little Sunday, Monday?
Yeah. It's a long tray thing, and I put the vitamins all in there. And when I was taking an antidepressant, but that's really all I have. I take a multivitamin and a vitamin D, an extra thing of vitamin D, And but yeah, just easier that way. You put them all in the thing.
That, oh, that to me, over. That's such a sign that you've crossed over. Like when you have that little pill organizer.
What if you only use it on vacation? Like I have one, but I only use it when I'm going out of town to store my pills.
Really? Like the Sunday, Monday.
It just makes life easier to have mine's
like only like a 4-pocket thing, and I take all my stuff at night. So
yeah. Do you think it makes it? See, all I take is vitamins, Rob.
Seeing that thing on the counter, I'm like, that's an old person.
That's fair.
Well, I'm an old person, so that's I don't mind. No. It's just for the ease of that way. You don't have to get the bottle down and open it and get them out. This way, you pop it on, pamp in your hand, done.
Yeah.
See you later. Nothing to it.
But you got to organize it at another point, so you're not saving time.
Yeah, you are saving time because at one point, like on a Sunday, you're standing there talking, you just put them in the thing, and you're done.
Got to load up my pill box. Yeah. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then it's Sunday again.
Oh no! Did I already do Monday?
And if you forget a day, it always throws me. Should I go ahead and do Thursday, or should I go back to Wednesday? Oh, do Wednesday, God. And Thursday, like that.
More Ace and Friends coming up. Ace and Friends.
Oh, so another week is concluded with Ace and Friends. Riggins, your favorite thing on today's Ace and Friends show?
You know, I think finding out that while Tech B Rob is gone in Atlanta, his girlfriend has planned a party at their house.
That's mine.
Because, and he doesn't even bother to ask her, like, how many people are coming, who's coming, when are, how long are they staying? Because he said it feels like prying.
No, that's his excuse. To make it
right, true.
That's his excuse. The real reason is he doesn't care.
Yeah, he's covering up just a lack of care.
And you know what? And there's a part of me that respects that. I respect that he's like, I don't care. I'm going to do something fun. I don't care what happens at my house while I'm gone.
Yeah, I worry about enough things on a daily basis. I don't need to add to it.
Do you?
Yeah, I mean, my brain is constantly working, and it's my own worst enemy.
Yeah, he said that before, that this anxiety is always a fever pitch like that.
Wow. You know what I heard about anxiety? Anxiety is just conspiracy theories about yourself.
Oh, yes.
I saw that the other day. It's a good little slogan.
Mm-hmm. Really? You worry about stuff a lot, huh?
Yeah, it's just my brain's always on, always overthinking.
You don't worry about things, Riggins?
Not really.
Really nothing. Like you're worry-free during the day.
That sounds awesome.
I cannot imagine what that life would be like.
You can... No. I mean, I could find things to worry. I mean, sure, you could. There's a lot of bad stuff going on.
But I've never had a time in my life where that I can remember, back to being a kid, that I wasn't worried about something, people, my household, something like that.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that makes sense. I've learned a lot about myself through therapy, especially lately. I like this guy that I've been going to, and I learned a lot of stuff about the way I approach the world, because it has a lot to do with when I was a kid and trying to take care of people and all that kind of stuff.
It always goes back to being a kid.
It always goes back to being a kid with everybody.
Yeah,
but even I'm sorry. Go ahead, Rob.
When I was a kid, I was always worried someone was going to break in the house every night. I had trouble sleeping, but nobody ever broken into my house ever in my life. Oh. Knock on wood.
I had a gun. I wanted somebody to break into my house. I wanted to bring it. Right. Yeah.
Holy cow.
I watched a lot of TV as a kid.
Yeah.
X-Files scarred me, and I was afraid there were monsters everywhere, too. So I shouldn't have been watching X-Files.
How old? Yeah, the X-Files was in the 90s.
Well, it was, and I shouldn't have been watching it, but I was sneaking watching. They'd watch it at night, and I'd watch it. I'd come out of the bedroom and just sneak peek. I did the same thing when they were watching Pet Sematary. Man, that was a lot worse.
I hope nobody breaks into that hotel room you're in with you and two other guys this weekend.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah, good luck in your tournament this weekend, Rob. I can't wait to hear about it on Monday.
I'm sure it's going to be great.
Come back a winner.
Is there a chance you could win it?
Potentially, because I think there's only like 16 people in it right now.
Is there money involved?
Yeah, $1,000 worth of prizes for the top eight.
Nice.
Number one gets $500.
Yeah, if you don't make any money out of 16 people, maybe Star Wars Unlimited is just not for you.
Yeah, that's the worry that's going through my head this weekend.
We'll see you Monday.
More Ace and Friends coming up.
Coming up.
This is Ace and Friends.
As a child, you were hurt. Well, you're really hurt. It was some petty injustice that was done to you, but you've never forgotten it. Wait, would you consider having your shoes stolen, Riggins, a petty injustice?
No, that was just straight. I got my shoes were stolen. That was theft.
Would the girl say, I want to know why you got so many pimples on your face?
That was, I deserve
would,
that.
Would that be a petty injustice?
No.
Okay.
I deserved it.
Rob, is there anything that you feel was a petty injustice from your childhood that you continue to remember? I really don't have one. I don't remember petty little things like that. But here's someone who does, who's gone viral on TikTok. I absolutely love this. Oh, wait.
About?
When I was 10 and my brother was 12, one summer, we made an agreement that I was going to mow the backyard for the whole summer and he was going to mow the front yard for the whole summer. And then the next summer, we'd switch. It is important to note the backyard was twice as big as the front yard. And this was a classic, like, yeah, I mean, I'm going to do that for this summer. But then all of next summer, he's got to mow the backyard. Now, my parents were witness to this agreement. They understood it and they heard it. And then next year, the whole family gaslit me into believing that I had made all of that up in my head. We mowed back to switching back and forth every time that we mowed. And I want to say for the record, because I know you follow me on here, Mike.
The further he gets into that, the more he gets.
Here's what's wrong, though. It is wrong, wrong, wrong that his parents went along with that and did that. Because as parents, you step in and go, no, that's you said this. Yeah. You made a deal with him. There was an agreement that was made. But the fact that they thought it was fun to all just go, nobody remembers any of that. I don't
remember that. They all gaslit me and said they didn't remember. He's like so p- about it 35 years later.
That is, it's really mean of the parent to be involved. The brother, that's what brothers do. That's, that part is to be expected. Man, we didn't make an agreement. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
But for the parents to be involved, that makes it even, that's terrible.
More Ace and Friends coming up.